paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
As I've been telling you, Jim Post was one of the bright lights on the folk boom in the late 60s, early 70s, along with Steve Goodman and Bonnie Kolak and John Prine. He moved out to Galena some time ago, and he has devoted himself to writing about a lot about that area. He's written some beautiful. He wrote a whole CD called Galena Rose. He performs shows at a place called 111 Main in Galena. You can get all the information you need at Jim Post. Do I have to spell that for you? Okay. JIMPOST.com. By popular request, I played a few songs, just bits from a few songs last week. So now you get to hear two of them. Here's the first one. This is called Mighty Big River.
Everybody knows it's a mighty big river. Flows from Minnesota to the Gulf of Mexico. Drinks the Alleghenies and the mighty Rocky Mountains. Everybody knows how the Mississippi rolls from northern Minnesota to the Gulf of Mexico. And I know that the river has a rhythm. I know, like an Indian drum. And I know that the rhythm of the river, it's a rhythm of life, it's a rhythm of man. The mighty Mississippi is the heartbeat of the land. Everybody knows the springtime on the river is near to heaven as a boy can be. Then come the floods, ripping like the devil, looking for Huck, Tom, Sawyer, and me. Like Injun Joe, it's as mean as it can be. And I know that the river has a rhythm. I know, like an Indian drum. And I know that the rhythm of the river, it's a rhythm of life, it's a rhythm of man. The mighty Mississippi is the heartbeat of the land. Everybody knows it's summer on the river. Riverboat towns are busy as a bee. River town boys dream about the river. Standing in the pilot house behind the big wheel, they wanna be a pilot and ring the big bell. And I know that the river has a rhythm. I know, like an Indian drum. And I know that the rhythm of the river, it's a rhythm of life, it's a rhythm of man. The mighty Mississippi is the heartbeat of the land. It's a mighty big river. Everybody knows that autumn on the river, out on the islands under the trees, lay on your back and look up to heaven. Cathedral ceiling through stained glass leaves, Indian summer on Canadian breeze. And everybody knows that winter on the river, under northern lights the river will freeze. But way down south the river keeps rolling, magnolia, honeysuckle on tropical breeze. It's enough to make a Yankee weak in the knees. And I know that the river has a rhythm. I know, like an Indian drum. And I know that the rhythm of the river, it's a rhythm of life, it's a rhythm of man. The mighty Mississippi is the heartbeat of the land. The rhythm of life, it's a rhythm of man. The mighty Mississippi is the heartbeat of the land. It's a mighty big river.
Now, can you imagine that show in a nice, small, intimate little setting like the 111 Main Street in Galena? Jim has been part of that scene out there. If you've never been to Galena, you really owe it to yourself to get out there. It's a charming, charming river town. It once was the biggest town in Illinois. They found ore there, Galena ore, and it thrived, and it became a nice, active downtown. Then it went down for a while, and then in the mid-20th century, it bounced back and is about as charming a town as there is. And Jim has been playing out there for a good long time. I haven't seen the show in years. He will be Mark Twain. I mean, he looks, with his white hair and mustache, he looks like Mark Twain, and he knows about as much about Mark Twain as any human being I know. And the CD, I don't know if you can still buy this CD somewhere, Mark Twain and the Laughing River. I'm sure you can buy it at the shows in Galena that he puts on, usually, you know, over the weekend. So if you're going out there for a weekend fest, do drop in and say hello for me. Here is another cut from, I'm going to talk about the Chicago River at the end of the show for about the last 7 minutes, sort of a verbal, oral essay. But here, again, is Jim Post. This song is called Live by a River.
Somewhere in the distance, an ancient river rolls. I'm gonna skim down that river where everyone must go. I pray the Creator looks kindly down on me and says, you must go. For all eternity, I'm gonna go and live by a river until my soul is cleansed. I'm gonna go and live by a river and let life move right in. I'm gonna skim down that ancient river. Watch the eagles climb the sky. I'm gonna go and live by a river till I learn to fly.
That's Jim Post. You'll hear a bit and pieces of him throughout the second hour because we'll use it for bumps. And then you will hear me at about 10:45 talking about the Chicago River. Jim, the CD again is called Mark Twain and the Laughing River. Jim Post plays mostly during the summers, and maybe it's all year. I don't know. Go to jimpost.com and that will tell you everything you need to know. He plays and performs at a place called 111 Main, from what I hear is a charming, charming place. And it's Jim is a great, great performer. If you do go out there, ask him at the end of the show, after the show is over, if he'll play the song Galena Rose, which certainly should be the anthem for that great, old, cool river town. Coming up in the next hour, I'll be here with Justin Peters to talk about another fascinating book. I try to only put on authors and books that I admire. This is called The Idealist, Aaron Schwartz and the Rise of Free Culture on the Internet. if you're saying to yourself, God, Aaron Schwartz, that name sounds familiar. It should sound familiar, and we will tell you why. The book is fascinating. It's about a lot of stuff. It's about the internet and what should be free on the internet and what should not. What is good for mankind and what is good for book publishers. Vastly different notions on that. So stay tuned. We'll take a little break, get some news, and I'll be in here with Justin Peters.